It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome back to Building Alaska. My name is Jesse, guys, and today we have Seth Church again. He was on last week. Very good segment. For those who are missing out, guys, get on KFARradio.com, go underneath the audio archives, check out Building Alaska, and the show is going to be called Alaska Pipeline with Seth Church. Guys, this is huge. This is crucial. This is the time to do something about what's happening right now. The hot topic of Alaska, it's been like this for a while, and it's still going to be for a good chunk of time. It's the Alaska Pipeline. This is very important, guys. We cannot afford to miss out on this opportunity. This is going to change Alaska for the best way possible. It's going to impact many lives. It's going to impact many businesses. It's impacting, guys, if you didn't tune in last week's, just understand this. Understand how crazy this is, that the military that is protecting our country, protecting, you know, Alaska, last year, this cold winter, they had to turn down the temperature in their barracks. They're already sacrificing their lives, but they sacrificed their comfort for us. Just think about how crazy this sounds, that our military is placed in a position where they have to sacrifice even more. Guys, this natural gas line, this is huge. It's not just for your average homeowner. It is for everybody. This has to happen. Guys, be a part of it. Guys, go online, become a part of it, and contribute to this, guys, because we can't afford to live any longer under this kind of pressure. Guys, if you already looked at the economy, it's not the best. It's not the best. You're making life decisions at the gas pump, at the cash register. You're thinking about, how can I stretch my dollar even more? Guys, our dollars are so stretched thin, they're going to snap at any point. And again, I don't want to scare anybody, but this is the reality. We need to face reality, and we need to do something about it. You know, Seth, I really appreciate, you know, last week you went into such depth about what's happening with the pipeline, how it's affecting us as an entire community, as an entire state, what's going on behind the scenes, the team that is out there pushing every single day, every single night, on the weekends, putting in the overtime to secure a healthy, successful future for here in Alaska. But without further ado, Seth, I know that we don't have enough time, on these segments. They're only 30 minutes. But there's so much that's happening, not just with the pipeline, but we have projects all around the state that I don't think many people are in the know about.
Well, thank you for having me. It is great to be here on the show with all your great listeners. You're exactly right. There are so many things happening. So we do have we've had some dark times in Alaska where projects kept getting shelved. The federal government, others were shutting things down. Right now, we have a window of opportunity that this state has never seen. Our senators and representatives working with the executive branch have have opened up the floodgates of opportunities through military, through mining, through the pipeline, through oil and gas. So Alaska has a very, very bright future if we don't kill it. And why I say if we don't kill it, if our legislature or our special interest don't get so greedy that they kill whole projects just for their own interest. And I think our Fairbanks delegation is working very hard and is going to work towards securing that future with the Alaska LNG line, getting a spur for Fairbanks. I think they will. So I think this is a bipartisan issue. So I'm very happy about that. What I would also let people know about is some of the bright spots. For Anchorage, you've got Dan Sullivan has just secured funding, $7 billion for Elmendorf and Jaybear. That's huge.
That is.
It's transformative. And then you look at, like, Kodiak. They're getting Coast Guard investment, huge investment. Wow. They're getting new housing. I just read today, $81 million for some housing and some tanks there. You've got Coast Guard new operations and docks going into the Juno. I mean, they're talking $330-plus million there. They might even bring more icebreakers or cutters there. We've got over 300, I think 360 million new project at the border, a border station. You know, if you go past Tok out to the Canadian border, mm-hmm. they're going to redo that all. That's a huge project that's going to provide jobs for Alaskans. It's going to be huge. You got Nome, over $500 million project going for a port expansion. You got somewhere around $1 billion port of Anchorage happening. You've got a $250 million going into ADAC. You've got $1 billion from Biden's infrastructure bill coming into to doing fiber and stuff around the state. That money's going to be spent this year, next year. There's Ambler Road and Susitna Access Road. Those are huge projects. Ada's working night and day to try and get Ada open. And that's a couple hundred mile road to open new resources up from somewhere around Coldfoot West, close to Ambler. And that's going to, they're saying, up to 11 huge multi-billion dollar mines and many, many smaller mines that will allow for critical minerals. You know, the U.S. is dependent on China, really our adversary, for its critical minerals. So that's critical to the national interest of the state. Mm-hmm. You also have up near Nome, you've got the Graphite One project, which is also a critical mineral for batteries and stuff. That project is on track. It's a national priority. You look at what we're doing with our MOU between UAF on their rocket launching and Alaska Aerospace Defense and Kodiak. We're going to open that up to private sector launches. There's so much happening with our university. They're partnering and doing more R&D with the DOW. I mean, we are just having so much opportunity for a bright future in Fairbanks. It's unreal. We just need to keep working on sustainable energy prices so that the military mm-hmm. and other businesses can thrive here rather than be priced out of this market. So I'm just really encouraged about the future of Alaska, other than we've got this high energy price, high electricity price. We've got a solution out here, but unfortunately, everybody's asleep at the wheel in the population. They think that this isn't real, and they need to wake up that it is real. And they need to push for it. So,
yeah, that's kind of what I was talking about. Is I think what's going on is people are getting conditioned, right? Getting conditioned that it's okay, you know, somebody else is going to deal with it. You know, it's somebody else's problem. You know, we'll make it through. You know, that's only going to go for so long. It requires everybody. It's a group effort. It's not just one person pulling all the weight for the state. They're going to exhaust themselves. They're going to hurt themselves. And so, you know, this is what we do on the show, is to encourage people to get involved. You don't have to have the best, you know, speaking skills. You don't have to go out there and, you know, and speak to 100 million people. You don't have to go out there and create YouTube videos, but show up to these meetings, you know, the meetings around your neighborhood, the meetings around, you know, town. Be a part. Like Josh, and I'm always inspired every time mm-hmm. I talk to him about how, you know, the animal shelter. He's like, I love animals. I wanted to do something. So he went and started working with the animal shelter. You know, one of his greatest achievements was to get in there and to apply the things that he loves and the things that he knows. And so I know a lot of our listeners are very well educated. A lot of them are business owners. A lot of them have degrees. A lot of them have a lot of experience with what's happening around this state. Guys, don't wait for somebody else to do it. Be a part of it, right? There are other people who are running this race too. Mm-hmm. But coming back to being asleep at the wheel, you know, so many people have become so dependent on everything else. They're just like, oh, well, somebody's going to figure it out. And then when they got the email about GVA going 60% higher, mm-hmm. I was just at one of the cargo shippers out by the airport, and I was talking to one of the ladies behind the counter, and we're just discussing mm-hmm. about the 60% increase, and she goes, well, yeah, this last winter, I'm already paying almost that's not a normal bill, $1,000 for electricity. $1,000. And I'm like, well, how big is your house? Because I'm thinking she's, you know, living in a mansion. She goes, no, a 3-bedroom house. I'm like $800, and I'm just thinking, I'm like, I don't even want to try to figure out what her bill is going to be after, you know, the first, right? The first is when these rates are going to go up, 60% increase off of that. And she's been here for forever. That's sad. But being conditioned that somebody else is going to take, you know, take care of this problem, it's just like I said in the past, we're living in a time where people don't have even enough patience to wait for their microwave to hit from 3, 2, 1 to end. People will stop it at 2 or 3. There's people are impatient, and they're dependent on things that are not going to be there for them in the future if they don't do something about it. You know, you guys, Seth, you and Josh, are always pushing for people to get out there and get involved. Start educating yourself. Start finding out what you can do. And like you guys have said in the past, it's not that you need to have all these degrees. It's not that you need to have years and years under your belt, you know, of politics and you know, finances. But the things that you're passionate about, the things that you know, the things that you've had some experience, the things that you want to be a part of, let this be your sign to do something. Because right now, we're in a critical state right now. Our health bar of Alaska is not the best. It is not where we want it to be. And so this is the time to start acting. So if you're listening and you're getting pumped and you're like, you know what? I'm going to do something about it. I might not have much, but I'm going to do something. That's what we need. We need people like that. And the more that we get together, the more people that we round up that are going to fight for the same vision, the quicker we're going to get to that point. Yep. The quicker we're going to get to that stable or stabilized future.
Yeah. One thing that keeps coming to mind, which I hear the legislature and the special interests talking about in regards to this gas line, in regards to Ambler, any of the development, is there seems to be a fundamental belief by a lot of people that you can tax your way to prosperity. Let me just lay it out there. You can never tax your way to prosperity. You need to have a big enough business base, entrepreneurial base, mining base, growing agriculture base to tax. You don't need to just tax more and more. You won't get anything done. That's what's this pipeline, the crux of the issue in the legislature. They want to see if they can get as much as they can and perhaps still get the project to go. That's not the way to make this happen. Get it to go. They've already been renegotiating taxes with others later. That's always on the table. But get the project going. So for the people that are like, let's leave it in the ground if we can't tax it to the limit, what future does that provide for Fairbanksons? Mm-hmm. What future does that provide for the state? A very uncertain one. We need these projects to drive up wages so that we can afford with inflation. We've been getting killed at the grocery store, at the gas pump. We need higher wages. The project will bring the jobs and bring up the wages. You know, we need more a diversified income for the state, so it's not just dependent on the permanent fund and and the oil taps money. Let's add gas to that. So they want $12 billion. You know what? $12 billion would be wonderful if you could get it, but nobody's built before and nobody's likely to because it's 12 times more than the tax of any other, 10 to 12 times more than any other producing state.
That's crazy.
So, you know, wouldn't $1 billion be okay? Yeah, $1 billion would do a lot of good for the state. An extra. Would that help fund schools? Yeah, that would. Would that help the university? We got a deferred maintenance problem. That would really help. Let's do something instead of say we want the world and get nothing. That's not a really good solution. You don't make no business would make it that way with that kind of mindset.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad that you brought up the dividend thing, because that's been one of the things that especially younger people, right? Younger families, they're very dependent on that check, you know? And anytime it's kind of like, you know, the reward system when you train a dog, right? They do something good, they'll get a treat and they feel good. So they're conditioned that, you know, this PFD is gonna carry them out through the winter and help them, you know, jumpstart in springtime. Well, how much good did that do us this last winter? That wasn't enough. And this was the worst winter I've ever experienced in my life. And it's crazy. Guys, we're gonna cut to a short break, but before we do, I want to just leave you off with something just so that you have something to chew on throughout this break. the battles that we choose not to fight and overcome will be the battles that we will give our kids to fight on their own. If we're not going to fight for our kids' future, if we're not going to fight for the stability, the future stability here in Alaska, that battle might get heavier and heavier to the point where it cannot be won. So remember, the battles that we choose not to fight and overcome will be the battles that we'll give other people to fight on their own. Guys, we're going to cut the short break. Don't go anywhere. When we get back, we're going to pick up where we last left off.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week. Every hour, every day. Plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Building Alaska. My name is Jesse. Guys, with me, I have Seth Church. Guys, we were just talking right before the break, just how important it is to be a part of what's happening right now in the state. There are a lot of projects going on, but guys, by far the biggest one that's going to impact the entire state on all levels is going to be this pipeline. Guys, yes, we've heard of it, you know, about it for forever and ever, but it's happening. You know, there are things in motion that not many people are in the known about. And Seth, you know, we were just talking about the permits. We were talking about the site. What can you tell our listeners? Because in the past, it's been all about talk, right? There's been so much pushback, but there are people who are boots on ground, who are actually putting in the work and have paved the way for this to take place. What's happening right now? What has been accomplished? What's in the works right now for this project?
Okay. Well, first, this pipeline starts up near Pump Station 1. It's nearby there up in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. So it comes down along the right alongside the TAPS line, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, and it goes all the way to about Livengood. Then it veers west following the Mento Flats and goes to Nenana, bypassing the Fairbanks North Star Borough mostly. Mm-hmm. And then it goes from Nenana along the railroad all the way down to about Talkeetna. And then it goes on the other side of that Susitna River and goes to the other side of Port McKenzie. And so it misses Port Mac and then goes under the water to Nikiski, where they'll build the gas liquefaction. Up at the beginning near Pump Station 1, they'll build the gathering center. So the Fairbanks delegation worked really hard. Will Stapp and Mayor Hopkins and the whole group all worked to get Glen Farne to agree for a spur line. That spur line would come in somewhere between Nenana and Livengood to to Fairbanks. It would probably follow the rail line, or I don't know exactly those details, but they will have a spur line to Fairbanks. Now, they have already got a permitted route. This was done when Exxon was looking at it with Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, AGDC. They've already got a permitted route. They've already, you can go to AGDC's website and you can see where every gravel pit, every pipe lay down, every camp is. It's all permitted. It's permitted with the FERC, the federal regulatory body. It's ready to go. I mean, these things have an environmental impact statement. This stuff takes time, effort. It's all there. Everything is ready to go. They've already written contracts with Alaska Native Corps, ASRC and Cruz and a bunch of others to do the work. And they've got partners with groups out of the states and international to the expertise to make this happen. They've partnered, Glen Farms partnered with POSCO for pipe and Baker Hughes. And these guys are actually literally investing equity into the pipeline as part of the deal for them to get the work. So they've got huge, Glen Farne isn't a traditional Goliath like Exxon or whatever. So they're using financial means, more deal making to get this over the line, to make this project work. And they've already got, like I mentioned earlier, they've got contracts in place that are contingent on this legislature and the FID, the legislature approving a sustainable tax plan. But they're already securing the ground, getting some camps ready for the surveyors. They're doing stuff right now on this line. You're going to see Fairbanks-based trucking companies. You're going to see surveyors, environmental firms from here. There's already architects hired. All kinds of people are hired and on the payroll right now for this gas pipeline. And all it's waiting for is for the legislature to give a sustainable tax. Once that's done, they'll go to their final investment decision, and this thing, we're starting, they're ordering pipe as soon as that's done. They're going to start doing the major ground work with bulldozers, excavators, land clearing, all of that.
That's exciting.
This year. But we need the legislature to do its part. Everybody else, the federal government.
Everybody's ready to go.
Our congressional delegation, Fairbanks leadership and their delegation, the mayors, they've all done their part. We just need Juneau to do its.
Yep.
And we need you to help push them to do it. That's it. We can have sustainable energy. We can have lower cost gas. We can have lower cost power bills. GVA was getting 30% of its power from natural gas in Anchorage. Now they don't get that. Now they have to burn diesel here. Mm-hmm. We can help our own future and our kids' future and our neighbors' future. But we just got to be willing to do a little research and to call our elected officials. That's it. I'm a third generation Alaskan. I care about this state. I care about Fairbanks. I care about our university. Why I live in Fairbanks, my dad was born in Anchorage. He came up in college to go to UAF. I care about our hometown. And this is the biggest lever to secure a sustainable future for us in the interior. That's why I'm so passionate about it. And guys, this opportunity won't be here in a year. If we pass this buck on, the chances of this actually happening are very, very small. I think this is a once in a generational time. And so that's why I am so, so passionate and just encouraging you, wake up, call your legislators, wake up, care about it. It's your future. It's everyone around you's future. So I can't say it any stronger. I really hope that you guys take a moment, call your legislators now.
Yeah, and it's a no-brainer. I mean, it takes care of so many issues, right? Like you were just talking about how, you know, GVA has got to burn diesel. If you're conscious about the health, you know, your health and the environment, that's how you can contribute. Is you don't want to see those, you know, in the wintertime, you don't want to see those particles, you know, floating around your house. You don't want to breathe, you know, all that garbage in. what do you think natural gas is going to do? It's going to take care of that problem. Yeah. And what? So right now is not the best time, you know, to start splurging, right? Spending money on things you don't want. People are living below their means right now, right? There's so much pressure, you know, financially with so many people, families, even business owners. So a lot of people think, oh, if you got a business here, you must be making some good money. Not everybody's at that point. And imagine, you know, that business is probably the local service or product that you go to and depend on for either food, mechanic work, all these things. I really appreciate the fact that you put that sense of urgency. Not a scare tactic, but the truth that if this is not done right now, our future, we may never get this chance again. Yeah. We may never get this chance again. And I'm just thinking, why don't you want a better future? What reason do we have as Alaskans to not want a cleaner and a better future, not just for ourselves, but to secure for our kids, our spouses? Because, guys, we're not guaranteed that we're going to live even to the end of tonight. Anything could happen. But it's important for us to invest in our future, guys, and not just think about just myself, but everybody else around us. It's going to change everything. It's going to change everything for everybody. So this is very important, guys, to do something about this right now. We have to have this line coming through. We have to have this. And it's crazy to know, just as you were talking about, you know, how everything is already set. Everything is done. Everything is ready. We're waiting for one last thing. And it reminds me of, you know, when you go to the fair, you go to, you know, one of these carnivals, and you have a line of people waiting that already paid for their ticket. They're in line ready to go on this ride. And the operator's like, I don't know if I want to do this. I know you guys already paid for it. I know you guys already sat in line. You guys are cooking under the sun. We're going to wait a little bit longer. It's no, you open up that door. Everything is already set. And sometimes those people who are waiting in line need to tell the operator, hey, we paid for it. This has got to happen. Open up the door.
Yep.
Guys, there's power in numbers.
Yeah.
There is so much power in numbers. If you are asleep, wake up right now.
And some of these people in the legislature are not really worried about the extra tax revenue here. They have another plan that they like better, and it's to add a sales tax, an income tax. We don't have those here in Alaska. But guess what? That's what they've been advocating for a long time. And if they don't get a pipeline that gives extra tax revenue, where are they going for that tax revenue that they want for the increased cost of government? It keeps going up every year. The entitlements, healthcare, all of these things are going up. That's where they're going to come next. They've already been coming that way. So if we don't do something like this and give us some more tax revenue, tax base, and expand the ability for other things like mines and other auxiliary growth in businesses, they're gonna come to you next after you just paid for your groceries and your heat bill and your electric bill. Next, it's gonna be an additional income tax or an additional sales tax so. Wake up now.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse otherwise.
It is. It's really rough, guys. We only got about a minute left, but I want to add something, Seth, because you're on this point that's very critical for everybody to understand. You know, talking about, you know, how bad things are right now, right? So I'll give you guys a quick example. So when we bought our house, we had a little greenhouse, and now the greenhouse is getting expanded because we're trying to grow our own food. Some people think it's not worth it. Some people do. People think it is. For me, I care because I know what's going to go into the bodies of both me, my wife, and then also our children too. But guys, it's not easy work. Okay, to have a garden to grow your own food and to grow enough to store throughout the wintertime, it's a lot of work. Okay, people are moving away from purchasing from grocery stores because they don't have that money. It's easier, it's cheaper. It's cheaper to buy seeds and to plant and wait for their crop. Guys, if you think right now what we're going through is rough, if this doesn't go through, if we're not speaking up, if we're not going to tell, if we're not going to voice our voices, imagine how much harder it's going to be. It's exhausting. It's exhausting to look for alternatives. But guys, here's the good news. I'm going to tell you the good news right now. We don't need to search for an alternative. We have one. Everything is already set in motion. Everything is done. Permits are done. SIVA is all. Everything that we need to get this pipeline going that's going to secure our future is already done. The last part is for you as the listener is to get out there, go online, do your research, do your due diligence, call your legislators. Guys, get your voice heard and lock this in right now. Guys, we are coming to an end of our show. Seth, It is always a pleasure to have you and your brother. We had Bronson on here, not too long ago. You guys are doing such awesome work. You guys have our support. And for those people who are out there listening, guys, go and show love and support to Bronson and church, guys. They are doing everything they possibly can to give you and I a better future. Thank you guys for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR, and we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.